The Civic Democrats, the largest party in the governing coalition, say they want the freshly approved European Union reform treaty examined by the Czech Constitutional Court to make sure it doesn't conflict with the country's constitution. What's more, there are different views among the Civic Democrats as to whether a referendum should be held to ratify the treaty in the Czech Republic. Jan Richter has the story.
A busy weekend it was for Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek. On Friday, he signed a reform treaty at an EU summit in Lisbon, only to face the Eurosceptic wing of his own party at the Civic Democrats Executive Council session the following day. The Civic Democrats, with a traditionally strong Eurosceptic bearing, managed to reach a partial consensus concerning the new reform treaty. They want to have it reviewed by the Czech Constitutional Court to make sure it complies with the Constitution. Mr. Topolánek told Czech TV on Sunday that the agreement is fine with him.
I am not disturbed by the request of some people to have it reviewed by the Constitutional Court. The debate about whether the treaty will be ratified by the Parliament or in a referendum is totally open. I expressed my personal opinion that I prefer ratification by the Parliament. There we go back to the first issue of the review by the Constitutional Court. If it turns out that the reform treaty does not interfere with our constitution, there will be no need for a referendum.
Mr. Topolánek's view on whether or not there should be a referendum to decide on the adoption of the reform treaty is not shared by some Civic Democratic politicians who did not support the adoption of the European Constitution in the past and do not support the reform treaty either. Hinek Fajmon is a member of the European Parliament for the Civic Democrats.
My personal view is that it should be better to have a referendum because it is not only a matter of constitutional compliance but also the matter of competences which are transferred to European level, and this is a matter of Czech sovereignty, and I think that no political party has a mandate to transfer that power without referendum.
None of the Czech political parties have announced yet whether they will require a referendum to adopt the reform treaty or if it should be adopted by both chambers of the parliament. According to Libor Rouček, a member of the European Parliament for the opposition Social Democrats, there is a chance that Mr. Topolánek could receive support from other political parties for his position.
I think the Czech Republic, we should be among the first who would ratify the treaty. The ratification should be done in the parliament, in both chambers of the parliament, because as I mentioned, we had a referendum in 2003 and I don't see any need at the moment to have the referendum. What we need both in the Czech Republic and in Europe, it's a speedy ratification throughout next year, so that it's done before beginning of 2009, before the elections to the European Parliament.
Czech MEP Libor Rouček, ending that report by Jan Richter.